Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Jonna Ohm, Brandon Mahoney, and Frank Galindo. And today I would like to talk about, does banning work communications outside working hours, whatever that means, limit flexibility and being able to work across time zones? Frank, can you kick us off?
Absolutely. And I think you did a great job there by saying exactly what does that mean? Because working hours now have become really blurred. What are working hours now? Now that we're working from home, people are renting places in other parts of the world, other parts of the country, and working hours that go way beyond the 8 to 5, either before or after. And so it's become, at one point, it was a good conversation. Now it's a double-edged sword, because how do you gauge and say, well, you can shut down at X amount of time? Well, I had to take a 2-hour break during the day because of the flexibility to take my child to the doctor. So I'm going to make up those 2 hours from 5 to 7. So to have some kind of a blanket application, whether it's within a company or illegal, there's legislation. I don't know if you guys have read about legislation in Germany, Ireland, and the UK about that and what they're trying to do. Capping it, how do you cap it? And to throw in the whole conversation of around the world globally, when you have multinationals, what do you do there? It's not a cookie cutter answer.
I appreciate the term cookie cutter. And I would like to examine the condition of the team in terms of this particular topic. I have had the privilege of working on a team that really clicked, that was really humming and really supporting each other. And it took us several years to build that rapport. But when we did, we had a really strong understanding of each other's life situations, of boundaries, both for work and home, and a good understanding of the projects also that we were working on. When it was appropriate to say, I'm really pushing to get this done and I might need to text you later tonight if that's okay. Yep, that's good, but I'm not going to get back to you until after 8 o'clock when I put my kids down. Okay, cool. Having those conversations, and it doesn't work the same for everybody. It doesn't work the same for every team, because I've also had a team that really impinged on my whole life. Also, one of the ideals that I cling to is that work-life balance doesn't exist. It is absolutely not a thing. We have to itemize and identify the things that we are going to allow into our lives and the things that we're not. And a job, our livelihood, whatever that may or may not be, has to be part of that. So a blanket ban, I don't think is really sensical, especially as you spoke, Frank, to trans time zones, different places on the globe, all those things. But having a strong team, having strong and reasonable boundaries. And also, I think that it has to be approached differently from just team members and colleagues to management. If you're in management, you have to walk the walk and you have to set that example and you have to stick to it. So yes, a text message at 8 o'clock on a Friday night to say, hey, can we plan this campaign, is very different than the building's burning down and we need you on media right now.
Hmm.
So it's interesting to me because I live in the world of sales. So there is no working hours. The team is global. It's 24/7. And so the idea of an organization that I'm working for saying, hey, at this time, communications shut down, I could never see that even happening. What it is to me, though, is I want my team to try as best as they can to have a work-life balance, despite how challenging and that may be. So what I do is I encourage them to say, hey, yes, you're expected to be online from this time to this time, but I understand, you know, you're going to be thinking about your prospects. You're going to be thinking about your current customers. Sign off. Take a break. Take a breather. I get it. You're always going to be thinking about the quota and the next deal. Take a break. But I couldn't imagine an organization saying, hey, at this time, everyone's communication is going to shut down, because then it would just be, hey, everyone, share each other's cell phone numbers. We're just going to move to text.
Hmm. So. Yeah, I have a client whose company does turn off their email server at certain hours of the day and on weekends and that kind of thing. And what is happening is that people are still working and the emails are all queuing up. And so when they turn the server back on, it just floods, and it's definitely not stopping people from working. And I understand that organizations are trying to help with work-life balance, but I think that the way that they're doing is backfiring. I don't think that's working.
As opposed to forcing through systems individuals to take breaks, They should be encouraging them through education and training on how to take breaks, how to realize when you're starting to hit that breaking point, so you can prevent that from happening in the first place. Because then that's also a something that you're going to bring on to other parts of your life, where you can recognize then, okay, I'm taking on too much, I need to take a step back.
But and not rewarding working 16, 17, 18 hours a day.
Absolutely.
Yeah. My father-in-law, before he retired, worked for a company that held family values in extremely high esteem. It was one of the pillars of their organization. And in addition to regular federal holidays, they took all Christian and Jewish holidays as well.
Mm.
And if you sent an email, if you had a record of doing work on those holidays, you were expected to email your supervisor and explain why you were working and not spending time with your family.
Wow. It's like reverse psychology on that one. That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I like what, Jonna, what you just said. And Brandon, we were talking about education. To me, it comes down to, if I can kind of synthesize that into one word, and maybe I'm oversimplifying it, so please feel free to disagree with me. It comes down to the culture of the organization that you work for and how they then bring this into the culture to address it. One of the things I want to jump back to, if we can, because I'm curious, Jonna, you mentioned that you don't believe the term like work-life balance. And I'm curious, I've never heard someone make that statement, because again, work-life balance to me is really the core of this whole cutting people off at a certain point in time to give them that family time, the work-life balance, that quality time at home. So if you don't mind, I'm curious as to your take on that, your perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. Every personality test I've ever taken has revealed that I have a strong emotional connection to the work I do. And I don't want to oversimplify this either. So I really appreciate you asking and opening the discussion. I need to be emotionally connected to the work that I'm doing.
Right.
And I have had a job where I made a lot of money and I hated every minute of it. I've also had a job where I didn't make as much money and I was truly invested in the mission of that work. And so for me, turning 40 and having these two very different jobs and then founding my own company has allowed me to step back and say, okay, I have these 10 things and I'm able to rate them 1 through 10, most important, least important, and choose, pick and choose every day what I'm allowing into my life and what I'm not. Maybe it's just the way I'm thinking about the term work-life balance, but work in a lot of ways is necessary. And so it has to be part of our lives. And so I just think that trying to separate the two isn't logical and causes at least me more stress in the end. So to just acknowledge and embrace that some kind of work is going to happen in my life and I need to be able to embrace it and to enjoy it and also have it meet my needs. So the idea that the two things can exist separately, I don't subscribe to.
I've done two quick hits about work-life balance, one with an all-female cast and one with three men and myself. And they're very interesting to listen to kind of how they talk about work-life balance. Maybe when I post this, I'll have to post links to those conversations as well.
I'd love to hear those.
Because I do feel like you're right. I think companies feel like they're trying to be helpful by limiting when you're allowed to do emails, when you're allowed to work. And what they don't realize is that they're actually taking away flexibility. And I don't know how that's going to work in countries. Like I think in France, they have some pretty strong rules about not working outside of work hours.
Yep.
How does that work in a global economy?
I can't imagine that it does. My God.
When you talk about work-life balance, I think, Jonna, you and I are in a position where I love what I do. So I'm happy for work and life to be together because work is my life. And the challenge is for individuals who do see a separation and they might like their job, but they don't want to go home thinking about their job. Mm-hmm. And so I try to be mindful of that not everyone goes to work with, like I do, excited for what they're doing and then lays in bed thinking like, ooh, we could do this next week and we could start this, doing this, and I enjoy it. So for me, there is no such thing as work-life balance because they're the same thing, where, you know, work and life together. Mm-hmm. Whereas I know for others, they don't view it that way.
Well, that is our 10 minutes. So I'm going to have to cut us off there. Thank you so much for having this conversation with me. I think what I've realized is that you guys agree with me. If you limit when people can send emails and when they can communicate, you're limiting their flexibility. So thank you so much. And I appreciate it. We'll do it again very soon.